So sometime, you know, I checked out when I was going to get my check and all of that. So I went down there for whatever reason. I went back down to New York with my cousin, female. It probably would have been better if I'd taken one of the males with me, and went into the Spenton Bush Red Star office. And there were a bunch of guys hanging around, one of whom was pontificating at all the others. And he eventually turned around and said, "What do you want?" I said, "I'd like my check, please." He took one look at me. I'm quoting now, "Ain't no fucking women breaking in on my boats."
This was in New York?
This is in New York. I don't know if it was Brooklyn. He was across. He wasn't on Manhattan.
Yeah.
You know, it was his company right there. And I mean, I could have owned his company at that point in time. I mean, that's what the climate was. I don't want to own his company. What would I do with that?
I'd
kill it. So I was scheduled to work again the next week.
So you didn't get paid for the first?
I did.
Okay. Eventually.
I mean, the check was cut. He couldn't.
Yeah, he was giving you a hard time.
I was supposed to work the next week, and I got a call from HR saying, "The crew refuses to work with you." And that was when Local 333 was the local for all the independent companies. And I had stopped in there at some... Maybe that's why I went down to pick up my check, was to go into the office. And at that point, at least as far as I was concerned... No, I'd heard it from other people too. They basically wanted between $1,200 and $1,500 under the table.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
To place you on a job or to give you a card?
To get a card.
Huh.
Not including what it costs to join. That was just to get you into the door. One, I didn't have it, and two, I'm not playing that game. Mm-hmm. So,
was that made clear to you, or was that kind of rumored?
It was made, you know, it wasn't made clear to me by the guy sitting behind the desk, but it was told to me by people who were union members, mm-hmm. that you want to join, that's what you're going to end up having to do. And so the HR people told me the union folks won't work with you because you haven't joined the union. And the union people said to me, "You haven't worked long enough, so you can't join."
Yeah. Catch 22.
Yep.